you bed bound a lot? Do you find yourself taking a lot of naps?
I take at least one day a week where I spend a lot of time in bed.
Yeah, it's exhausting. It's like, even though we're not doing anything, there's just that the weight of all of this is enormous. But I mean, I have to get up and work. But I mean, it's like, but I'll get a little work done, and then I'll close my eyes.
Take a little nippy nap.
Take a little nippy nap.
Shit my pants. You know what's nice about being
just
home?
Just the regular stuff.
Well, you know, because you have to go and use the bathrooms when you're at work, because that's like what you're expected to do in public. When you're home, you can just shit your pants.
Yeah,
right?
It's great.
Right? Am I alone on this?
This is sponsored by Casper Shit the Bed.
Disposables
or whatever.
Casper's Dailies.
You're absolutely right.
It's so difficult to get them down into the trash room without having to wear a mask and being 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
And if the elevator's full, I have to wait for that to be empty to bring my shit-filled mattress on the elevator to throw away.
Yeah.
Just a stack of shitty mattresses.
Hi, Big Fatty. I mean, the whole building is into Casper Daily. Shit. What are they called? Casper Daily.
Yeah.
And so, like, I have, there are 30 units in my building, so 30 mattresses a day are being...
just stacked up, all shitty.
So 150 a week, work week, that is. The weekend, we just let it rip.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big Fatty. Shit my pants. It's exhausting.
Take a little nippy nap.
Take a little nippy nap.
Take a little nippy nap.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 3183 of the BFO for Monday the 20th of April 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I didn't hear straight Bob or Phil or your Northeast straight daddy or not or whatever. Chatters, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your orange hat is today because, y'all, Big Fatty had to put on his orange hat over the weekend. And, yes, Big Fatty, you showed him. It's true. I showed him. And Big Fatty, could you please stop showing the rest of us? Yes, Big Fatty, please. Before we have to cover our eyes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, let's see. Over the weekend, last time I talked to you was Thursday night. Don't recall anything particular on Friday. No, I take that back. Y'all, do you know the Laughing Buddha? He was spouting and touting. He was spouting and touting about the Total Wine app for your device. He says that he went on there and he told him what he wanted and paid for it on his charger plate, and then drove to the Total Wine and parked and texted them that he was there, and they came out and put it in his car and checked his ID, and he drove away. And so, y'all, I decided to try it too. Y'all, I texted Durwood and I said, what is your favorite type of red wine of the Moose Pea brand? And so he told me, and I said, okay, thank you for calling. And y'all, I ordered that, and y'all, I ordered a bottle of gin also, and y'all got there. I paid for it, and I got there, and y'all, there was a sign. we are unable to deliver hard spirits to your cars. You'll have to come inside. So, y'all, it was not less convenient. Well, it was less convenient than what I was expecting. But y'all, I went in there and they had it all prepared in a cart, and I showed them my license and pushed the cart out. Y'all, it's some kind of crazy, stupid ass South Carolina law or something. I don't know. Friday night, I was on that Gavin and Jim's little show, the Stick It With a Poke. And y'all, I'm trying to think who all was there with us. I know Blind Guy Jay was there, and Durwood was in the chat room. Archer was in the chat room. We had quite a few. Tim and Alexa, and y'all, I can't remember everybody, but y'all, we had a good time. And Mr. Mike and Ed Gong from the Singapore, Mexico. They were in their element posting the poon. And y'all, it seems I can't. Y'all, I honestly don't remember shit anymore. Be ready. This comes as no surprise to anyone. And I cooked my turkey bazoom in the cracker pot. And y'all, I took it out and let it cool and everything. And y'all, I cut the whole bazooms off of the carcass. And yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, and just put that in the refrigerator. And y'all, the skin and all is still on there and everything. And y'all, what I decided to do was I took some big pieces of the turkey bazoom and with the skin on it and all, and y'all, I put it in the air fryer, and y'all, the skin got so good and crispy, y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. Now, I did put a little gravy on the turkey because it kind of dried out a little bit, but I put a little gravy on it, and y'all, it was just delicious. Just delicious. I had that for my supper. I think that was Friday night I did that. Is that right? I don't know. Either Friday or Saturday. And y'all had the package of the mashed cauliflower, and y'all, it was just so good. Yes, Big Betty, and you're still tooting from it. But y'all, on Saturday, I have kept up my nipple walks each day. Now, y'all, I'm recording Sunday afternoon, and y'all, I've gotten my long nipple walk in, but y'all, it is raining cats and dogs. Y'all, it's the first of the first alert weather day on Sunday and today, Monday, and y'all, we're supposed to get some torrential. Not a tornado, no tornadoes, but torrential rain. Big Freddy, that means it'll probably mist, and no, it's coming down pretty good. So y'all, I'm hoping that it'll let up a little bit, and I can get out, and I only need about 1,000 more steps to hit 12,000. Big Freddy, why don't you just walk around inside the villa? Well, I usually don't carry the phone with me when I would be ready to carry it. But anyway, y'all, I was sitting here Saturday afternoon. Y'all, I came out to, I was getting ready to do a nipple walk, and I came out to check how the temperature was, and y'all, here comes the golden chariot. Benny the Golden Chariot. Y'all, it was Granny, and he had young Nicholas in the car with him. And y'all, they came and sat, and y'all, we just had a nice little visit. I said, well, what brings you by? And Granny goes, I'm just bored as shit. I said, well, we figured out what Granny does when he's bored as shit. He gets in the Golden Chariot. Yes, Big Granny. And so we had a nice little visit. And y'all, then I got gassy again. And that sent them on their way. And let's see. Then Saturday night. Oh, y'all, I've been eating a solid. Y'all, I've got a doctor's appointment on Wednesday. It's just a follow-up visit. Nothing, you know, it's just the standard thing. And so, y'all, I'm trying. I am trying to be not as fat. Really good luck with that. So, anyway, I had a solid with some of that turkey on it. And had a little bit of ice cream with that. And y'all just watched some things on the TV machine. Y'all, my sister-in-law's father passed away, like on Wednesday, and they had the funeral. It was a drive-through visitation. You couldn't come in the funeral home. The family had to stand outside, and it was a drive-by, and the cars just pulled up and expressed their condolences and all. And then the service was on the inner tubes. But it was only for the family. And y'all, the connection wasn't real good. And I caught little bits and pieces of it, but that was about it. And then I wrote my sister-in-law and I said, I'm sorry I wasn't able to watch the whole thing, but it wouldn't. And she says, well, that several other folks have said that they had trouble getting a good connection too. So, yeah, that makes me feel good that it wasn't the villa connection that did that. But y'all, Saturday afternoon, I went out to the Villa Melt Box, and y'all, I had my Comcrap bill, and y'all, it had jumped. And I said, well, this is too much. This is just too much. And y'all, I had been in a contract, 3 years ago, and it was good for 2 years. And then this past year, it jumped some, but it was still lower than what this bill was. And this bill would have been the first bill outside of no contract. And so, y'all, I called them up. I had the nicest young lady help me. And y'all, she was able to help me get it down to, y'all, it had jumped about around $30 a month or something like that. And y'all, she helped me get it back down to $33 a month. Y'all, I ended up with faster inner tubes, and I'm in a contract that locks me in at the price for 2 years. And y'all, I'm paying $33 less a month than what this bill was. So, y'all, if you looking at your cable bill and you're just going, no, y'all, give them a call. You're no worse off if you hadn't. Y'all, then Sunday, I did, like I told you, I did my morning nipple walk. I've had some conversations on the FaceTime, and when I washed my underpants, Big Freddy, you know, well, I washed my socks and whatever else I was wearing. Yes, Big Freddy, and y'all, that pretty much was my weekend. Yeah, I see, y'all, I want to get back to the interpretation of my dream of being in the attic and fixing it up and everything at the home I grew up in. You know, David, that Blue Jeans guy had an app that helped him with this. And y'all, this is what he says. He says, putting this all together and taking into account the repeated themes, here's what I think the dream means for you. The dream is a signal from your subconscious or higher self that it is time to deal with some memories and thoughts that you have stuffed away for quite some time now. My intuition stated that these memories may be associated with the passing of your parents, particularly your mother, the memories are not necessarily negative, and they may, in fact, be joyous as they are revealed to you. The partial construction symbolizes some unfinished work at getting your quote-unquote house in order. You will be doing some major quote inner work, and at times this can feel overwhelming and uncomfortable. The plywood and insulation suggest that you should be more flexible, be flexible with new ideas as they come to you, and to feel warm and safe knowing that you are protected and supported during this time of reflection and revelation. The presence of the strangers is also reinforcing a notion of memories and thoughts that have not been dealt with in a long time. Perhaps they could even be past memories that you will not immediately recognize. The teamwork and division of labels suggests that spiritually you will not be going through this alone, and that you need only do what is yours to do and let the universe take care of everything else. Additionally, the teamwork symbolizes that you will see connections between the memories and thoughts, and as you see the connections, the healing and transformation will accelerate. Many hands do make light work. After this time of introspection, reflection, and processing, you will be able to look at life and recognize that while there may have been some work and discomfort involved, you'll love the results, enjoy the fruits of your inner labors. I release this message to you with love and light, and blessings as you go forward, sent from my extra-absorbent iPad, ProFat, with much love. David, that Blue Jeans guy. David, thank you so much for that. And I will tell you, I have been thinking about my mother a lot here lately, and not bad thoughts or anything. I think I've mentioned that with all this COVID-19, I feel like things just worked out the way they needed to, that she passed away when she did. Because, y'all, I just can't imagine her being in the nursing home or the assisted living in the memory care, and nobody being able to come see her, and not knowing what's going on and all this kind of stuff. Y'all, it's just... I think we were all blessed that it all happened when it happened. So looking back into previous memories, you know, I should say that one of the things that I bought with my stimulus money, y'all, I ordered a pone. y'all, it was one of my favorite pones back in the late 80s and 90s. I said, you know what? I'm gonna go back into the good old days, and I'm gonna, y'all, this is when before everybody had a tattoo and was a bodybuilder and all this kind of stuff, and y'all, they were just, you know, it's the ones like where the pizza delivery guy comes by and then all of a sudden everybody's got pepperoni in their mouth. Beep, Freddy, you are just vulgar. I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday, y'all. We're just this month is just moving right along, and yes, Fatty, y'all, our governor is gonna open up the beaches here this week, y'all. I don't try to make sense out of things that don't make sense, but anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the boys from over there at the PNS Explosion. That's Patrick, Noah,
and Scott.
And I'd just like to ask them, guys, through all of this working at home, what has been the highlight of this for you?
Big fatty. Shit my pants. It's exhausting.
Take a little nippy nap.
Mm-hmm. A little nippy nap.
Take a little nippy nap.
Oh, yes. Everybody needs a nippa nap. It's nippa, not nippy. Big
you fat. Can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.